AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump rallies in Georgia.
If either GOP incumbent wins in tomorrow's runoffs, Republicans will keep the Senate majority. But if both Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue lose to John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, Democrats will control both congressional chambers.
This is not hyperbole. You can change America.
In Atlanta, President-elect Joe Biden telling Georgians they can chart a course for the next generation. He spoke hours after Vice President Pence told a church audience the GOP must keep the Senate.
The Republican Senate majority could be the last line of defense.
President Trump was to speak later in Georgia, ostensibly to pitch the two Republicans, but also to keep up his own fight for the state's electoral votes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The leader of the Proud Boys, which supports President Trump, is arrested.
The leader of the Proud Boys was arrested in Washington, D.C. Monday as he arrived ahead of protests planned by supporters of President Donald Trump. 36-year-old Henry Enrique Tarrio was taken into custody after a warrant was issued for his arrest for destruction of property. Tarrio is accused of burning a Black Lives Matter banner that was torn down from a historic black church in downtown Washington last month. Tarrio told the Washington Post he had participated in the burning and said he would plead guilty to destruction of property and pay the cost of the banner. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The first people in the U.S. to get the coronavirus shots get their second shots. Vaccination effort ramping up after some earlier fits and starts. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
From this point on, 7 days a week, 24/7 has to be the attitude and the approach. We're going to do that in the public sector. We need our private sector partners to do the same.
Dr. Lee Riley with the University of California Public School of Health says things are bad and will get worse.
The cases are going to continue to increase over the next month because of the holidays we just had.
This is AP News. The NCAA says all the men's college basketball tournament games, including the Final Four, will be played in Indiana.
After being wiped out last year due to COVID-19, the NCAA has announced that all 67 men's basketball games, including the Final Four, will be played entirely in Indiana. There will be games on two courts inside Lucas Oil Stadium, but it'll be one contest at a time. There are other venues in the state that will be used as well, but most contests will be played in Indianapolis. No word yet on how many fans may be allowed inside the venues. I'm Shelley Adler.
Sandra Scully, wife of Los Angeles Dodgers Hall of Fame announcer Vin Scully, has died from complications of ALS. She was 76. The team says Sandra Scully died last night at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles. She'd been fighting ALS, known as Lou Gehrig's disease, for the past several years. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save.